Well, speaking of perfect storms brewing, we are just about a year and a half away from the 2020 election. More and more people getting excited about it, as you can imagine. More numbers coming out about the state of the races, both for president and also in North Carolina for governor. New survey just out from Public Policy Polling based out of Raleigh took a look at voters in North Carolina to see where things stand in this state. We are joined on the phone now by Tom Jensen, the director of Public Policy Polling, to get an update on these numbers. PublicPolicyPolling.com, by the way, for more information online. And you can find them on Twitter at PPP Polls if you want more numbers from this survey. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So let's start with the top, the presidential race. Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, presumably. Democratic nominee still yet to be determined. But as we've talked about before, it almost kind of doesn't matter in previous surveys who the Democratic nominee is. Donald Trump ends up getting basically the same percentage of support no matter what. Is that the case in this survey in North Carolina?
Yeah, it really does. North Carolina looks like a toss-up for president next year. We tested the five leading Democratic candidates against Trump, and every single one of them, Trump gets 46 or 47% against the Democrat he's tested against. There's basically no variance. And then the Democrats get varying levels of support, pretty much based on how well-known they are. So Joe Biden leads Trump by 3. Bernie Sanders leads Trump by 1. They're the best-known Democratic candidates. And then Trump's up 1 on Kamala Harris, up 2 on Elizabeth Warren, and up 3 on Pete Buttigieg, who are probably not as well-known nationally. But no matter who the Democrat is, it's within 3 points one way or the other. And no matter who the Democrat is, Trump's sort of steadily at that 46 or 47% mark.
So the race with Pete Buttigieg gets 44%. The race with Joe Biden gets 49%. I presume it's the same 46 or 47% in every one of these head-to-head matchups that say they're voting for Trump. Do we know anything about that 5% that are willing to vote for Joe Biden but not for Buttigieg? Is it where do they lean politically? Is it just a matter of name recognition, or is something else going on there?
I think it is just a issue of name recognition. It's Democratic-leaning voters who will say that they're for Joe Biden because they know Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They won't say they're for Pete Buttigieg because they don't know Pete Buttigieg. But if Pete Buttigieg ends up getting the Democratic nomination, certainly then they will know who he is, and most likely they'll vote for him. So I think it's just an artifact of voters who aren't familiar with Buttigieg yet, who would be inclined to vote Democratic, just saying they're undecided for now until they get to know him better.
So assuming that this 2020 cycle is going to be similar to previous ones where it's kind of 50-50, it's up in the air, North Carolina's a really close swing state all the way up until the election, and it's not until Election Day that we really have a good sense of who's going to end up winning the state. If that ends up being the case in 2020, is there anything we can glean out of that about the national picture? If North Carolina is 50-50, does that say anything about the rest of the country?
Yeah, it's not good news for Trump if North Carolina is 50-50, because Trump won North Carolina by 4 points in 2016. So to have this 50-50 sort of race here means that if he's 4 points worse sort of across the board, then he's going to lose the race based on Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin that were basically tied states in 2016, even though Trump narrowly won them. If Trump does 4 points worse in North Carolina, he's probably already lost those places. And then it's nothing new for North Carolina to be this close. In 2008, North Carolina was the second closest state in the country. In 2012, North Carolina was the second closest state in the country. In both of those elections, where North Carolina basically broke 50-50, Barack Obama easily won the Electoral College and the popular vote nationally. So, you know, whether Democrats or Trump win North Carolina, if it does continue to be this competitive, it probably means that the Democratic candidate already won based on his or her performance in other states.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. So that's the national race for president. How about the state race for governor? Where do things stand there?
Well, we find a little bit closer race for governor both than we did earlier this year and also than other polls have recently found. We have Roy Cooper with a 4-point lead over Dan Forrest, 45-41. And that stands in contrast to when we polled in January, we actually found Cooper with a 12-point lead, 47-35. So Cooper is at 47 in January, 45% now. That's not really much of a difference. Where we're really seeing a shift is that Republicans are sort of consolidating around Dan Forrest to some extent. He was only up 62-18 with Trump voters on the poll that we did in January, but now he's up 76-9. So that increase in support among Trump voters is why the race is closer now. It's worth noting that there have also been two other North Carolina polls this month that both found Roy Cooper ahead by double digits. There was a Civitas poll that found Cooper leading Forrest by 10, 47-37. There was an Emerson College poll that found Cooper ahead by 14, 52-38. So even though we are finding a pretty close race, we're also a little bit of an outlier in that regard. That doesn't mean that we're wrong, but it is just worth noting that broader context that other polls have Cooper up by a lot more.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, and again, you can get more numbers on this survey on social media at PPP Polls on Twitter. You can get the link to the full survey results and everything else, and you can also find them online at publicpolicypolling.com. So going over to the North Carolina General Assembly, we're certainly seeing right now in the battle over the budget, in the battle over the bill that's moving through the state Senate on requiring sheriffs to honor ICE detainers, and just in general, both in North Carolina and nationally, the fight over gerrymandering, just how important the makeup of the General Assembly is as well. Democrats made gains in 2018. Republicans no longer have a veto-proof majority, but they still do have a majority in both houses. Where do things stand heading into 2020?
Well, there's a lot of debate about whether the political climate right now is the same as it was last year when Democrats had such a strong performance, or if things have moved back in the Republicans' direction. And we find when we ask people how they would vote if there was a legislative election today that Democrats have a 2-point advantage on that question, 45-43. And certainly that may not sound by much like much, but that is actually what they won the statewide legislative vote by last fall, is that same 2-point margin. So that sort of suggests that things are pretty much the same as they were in November. And obviously, we saw in November that Republicans, even if Democrats win the statewide legislative vote, Republicans will still have control of the General Assembly because the districts are so gerrymandered. We've sort of found in past estimates that Democrats would have to win the statewide legislative vote by something like 10 or 11 points to have a chance at getting control of the North Carolina House or Senate. So certainly still a ways off from that, but still in a position probably where Democrats would be able to hold on to the gains that they made last year.
And those are all numbers relating to the 2020 election. In this survey, you also asked about issues, too, and insofar as June is Pride Month, this was a survey that covered LGBT issues in the state of North Carolina. And this is actually, the numbers from this one are pretty significant, not only because you're finding widespread support for LGBT rights in North Carolina, but it's also across the political spectrum, Republicans and independents and Democrats all kind of on the same page here.
Yeah, one of the main goals for the LGBT movement moving forward after the gay marriage battle was won is getting laws passed that protect people against discrimination in jobs, public accommodations, and housing. And we found that 67% of voters in the state support laws protecting LGBT people against those forms of discrimination. Only 19% opposed. And as you noted, we talk so much on so many issues about how polarized the state is and how Democrats and Republicans have completely opposite views about pretty much everything under the sun. We found on the issue of these laws protecting LGBT people against discrimination that Democrats by 65 points, independents by 57 points, and Republicans by 18 points all support those kinds of laws. So it's something where you see at the national level, and certainly you would see at the state level, that Republican politicians are trying to hold up these kinds of laws from being passed. But when it comes to rank-and-file Republican voters, there's support for them in addition to the overwhelming support from Democrats and independents.
I feel like I've asked this question before, and I always it's always a frustrating thing whenever we see kind of a disconnect between the rank and file in a party and then the actual party platform and the way that party leaders are acting. But how often do you see that kind of a split between just regular voters and the way that lawmakers in a particular party are acting and behaving? And how long does it take for the leaders of the party to start following along with what their constituents or what the voters in their party want?
Well, we really see a lot of issues where there's a big disconnect, particularly between Republican voters and Republican politicians. Another thing that leaps to mind besides this issue is gun control laws. We always see overwhelming support from Republican voters for things like background checks on all gun purchases, overwhelming support for making it so that people with a history of domestic violence can't get guns and stuff like that. And despite that overwhelming support from the Republican base, Republican politicians kill every bill like that that comes along. But I think the point at which you would actually see Republican politicians really change their behavior on that kind of stuff is if they start losing primaries because of it. Mm-hmm. And so far, you haven't really seen a situation where a Republican loses a Republican primary because they didn't do enough about gun control and that sort of thing. So, you know, the rank-and-file Republican voters, for instance, might want those sorts of gun laws, but as long as it's the NRA funding the campaigns and the NRA, who Republican politicians are really scared of, who they think can take them out in a primary, you're not going to see a lot of movement until sort of the politics of fear have shifted away from being scared to buck the NRA to being scared to not buck the NRA.
Now we got to wrap up here, but any other numbers that you're seeing or trends that you're following that people ought to know about?
We're going to see a lot of fighting about the budget between the governor and the General Assembly here in the next few weeks. It's worth noting that the governor has a 40% approval rating. The General Assembly only has a 25% approval rating. And we asked people whether they would rather Roy Cooper was running the state or whether they would rather Tim Moore or Phil Berger, the Republican legislative leaders, were running the state. Cooper wins those matchups by 7 to 8 points. So definitely as the governor and the legislature fight things out here over the next 2 weeks, voters are on the governor's side.
PublicPolicyPolling.com for more information. You can also find them on Twitter at PPPPolls and get the link to the full survey plus all of the data behind the findings there. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.